views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. So it is my pleasure to share life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We do love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, we are going to talk about the sound of love. Love, sound, and scalar energy. And my guest today is Bill Little. He is a licensed sound coach and spiritual healer coach, technical officer and visionary of Clearly Conscious Energetics. He was in British Columbia and lived in various cities in British Columbia. His dad was a preacher, but Bill lost interest in religion at the age of 18. He was married at 20 years old for 30 years and has three beautiful daughters. He started his first technical business at age 21 and worked in the technology computer industry for approximately 30 years. As a corporate architect and visionary, he created and managed large IT departments in Saskatchewan, my old stomping grounds. At one point, he was offered different jobs, but was not strong to taking any of them and knew something needed to shift. Well, as we know, shift happens, and at the age of 49, he joined Quantum Therapy. Bill and his partner, Andrea, travel to work to assist others in opening hearts and minds to their true potential, liberating their souls to live in joy, clarity, and love. Bill's passion is to provide a safe space for others to expand their greatest potential by letting go of limiting beliefs to discover inner happiness. I love to hear that. Bill, are you there on the other end?
I'm here. That's quite the introduction. Holy mackerel, who is that person?
That's the person you were before and after.
Yes, that's totally before shift happens. Oh my God, yes. I felt that a little different than you, but that's all good.
So did my dad. My dad used to always say, he was an entrepreneur by nature, and he would say, shift or get off the pot, something like that. Basically, it was get out of my way. I have things to do and things to be. I'm so pleased to have you on the show. My good friend Gail Stamp, who is running the New Earth Expo, it's her baby. You are going to be, I understand, in October, in September 29th to October 1st in Calgary, Alberta?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. And then October 13th to 15th at Westerner Park in Red Deer, Alberta. This is a truly Canadian show today. Other than our wonderful producer Brian, who's bringing in that beautiful USA flavor. So I just wanted to say to everybody that the New Earth Expo is a complete body, mind, spirit connection that brings you the very best of eco-friendly, holistic, alternative medicine and spiritual lifestyles. And so it is such a pleasure to connect with you. I just want to give you the floor and just tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, other than my introduction and what it is you do.
Wow. Give me the floor. That's, I hope you can hit the mute button when you've heard enough. well, you know what? People say, what do I do? What do we do? And I'd have to start by saying we don't understand really this reality that we're in. So to me, there's no hard facts. So anybody listening, this is just about Bill and Ann and maybe a few others' opinion. So if you disagree, we're good with that. Like, we really totally are. We know what kind of has resonated for us and transformed our lives. And so what do I do? Well, I guess the main thing I do is just love people. To me, all the technologies we work with is really trying to help us in the human world let go of our patterns or our belief sets. And it does it in an automated fashion so that we don't have to battle it out with ego. When I started down this pattern, I call it patterns or paths or stories, just to keep removed from getting into the drama. Just things started opening up. I got exposed to these quantum sound therapy, these quantum tools, scalar wave tools. And I'm not sure how to explain it, but in one 30-minute session, everything changed for me. Now, as a preacher's kid, right, you're taught to have faith in this and that and the other thing. It's all good. But the way I would sum it up is what happened in that event is I went from having faith to a knowing. And it's kind of the way the example would be, think about if you had a lottery ticket in your pocket right now and you had faith, you were going to win the $30 million lotto. And you had faith and you had faith and you believed and you believed. How much difference is it to have faith versus knowing you have the winning number? It might only be a couple digits, but it's life changing and transformational related to your mental thinking and how it corresponds to the whole universe around you. And so, well, as an example, go ahead.
Yeah, no, as I speak about often on the show, is that we are all connected, and
totally.
We're connected by the space between atoms. That's the glue that really sticks us together. And, you know, just for those of you that are wondering what is scalar energy, you know, it's an amount or a quantity that does not possess a direction, you know, and so it's kind of more about being than doing, wouldn't you say, Bill?
Oh, totally. I mean, what you just described, you were glued together between with the space between atoms. That's what scalar energy is. Where the scientists that don't really get it yet, there's still a lot of research going on. But scalar energy is what they understand is really the connection to the divine within us all and within, and the connection to, if you want to call source creator, whatever that is. Scalar has no space or time. It just is.
Yeah.
And so
this is a concept that is challenging sometimes for a lot of people to really grasp. As you said, a lot of top scientists have not really totally, it's so big and then so small at the same time.
Well, totally. I was talking to a scientist, actually, a quantum physicist from Sweden, on a Skype call a number of years ago. And he had one of our technologies and he goes, oh, my God, I can feel this thing going on. We can feel it in our minds and our brains getting us clearer. But he says, how do you measure these? So, of course, in his mind, you had to measure something to be able to communicate and have people decide to put something in their lives. And I said,
absolutely. And Bill, we have to take a short break. But when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that. You know, as an emissary for the Resonance Project Foundation, I studied about this, and I was not, like, I'm far from a brilliant mathematician, but on an energetic level and from my heart, it changed my life because I understood better how it is that we are all really connected, and how, you know, everything, every thought we have is actually sending a ripple, a wave out throughout the universe. And as those ripples get larger and larger, as we get out into the multiverse and it gets bigger and bigger, our thoughts can be very loud. So I love the idea that you are actually sending, talking about love. And when we come back, I just want to ask you a few questions about what your definition of that is. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, fellow Canadian, Bill Little. And when we return, we'll continue with your story, Bill. And as I said, we love to hear from you. Call in if you have the ability to. 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some more shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLoose.com. That's SarahLoose.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Bill Little. Before we can, would you just share your contact information with us so people know how they can reach you?
Sure. It's I'll use my partner's Andrea at clearlyconscious.ca or Bill at clearlyconscious.ca. The website is clearlyconscious.ca.
There we go. That's easy.
That.
And I see here that Andrea has said, because I'm getting that she's the one that does business communication.
Absolutely. what a
good.
Relief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't imagine to have a good woman by my side. I'm just teasing.
Awesome.
I just wanted to say to the listeners that Andrea said that if within 24-hour period she receives an email to Andrea at what is it?
Clearly conscious.ca.
She will send a Skeller, a reading or personal frequency?
Personal frequencies based on your voice.
Well, you know what? I want one of those. Can you let Andrea know?
No, you have to send an email.
Okay. I'll do that first thing.
I'm kidding.
Okay, awesome. I thought I might have a little bit of pull here.
Of course.
This is very interesting, the work that you're doing. So do you want to tell us, what is a personal frequency reading?
Well, the way we think about it is this. Each person is this beautiful, vibrant being where their voice is the speaker system that transmits the intention, et cetera, behind themselves into the audio realm. A computer program developed through Robert Loy, quantum sound therapy, we analyze those frequencies, 10-second sample. We break it down into 1.3 billion pieces of data, and we look at which frequencies you're really dominant in and less dominant in. So that gives us a whole spectrum, 5 octaves, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and future potentials about who the person is. And then the computer, much like a guest conductor would listen to a symphony, the computer listens to those frequencies and comes up with a key set of frequencies to help to retrain your energetic being to be in harmony. So when you're in harmony, the chakras are flowing, your energy is flowing, you live better, you make better decisions, you're able to process past emotions, et cetera, et cetera. So we find them truly transformational.
Yeah, I was looking you up before the show, as I do, and make sure that, you know, that our information resonates, and it's such a beautiful way, and I have... just wanted to say that I normally choose a card from my Tales from the Vector deck, and the card that I keep getting to choose for today is actually Unfettered, and that's the Heart Chakra Dragon. And seeing that we're talking about love, my Heart Chakra Dragon Unfettered, you can check that out at Tales from the Vector, that's T-A-I-L-S from the Vector. com, and I'm completing an oracle. I'm in my 10th year of working on it. I have 44 cards out now, and you and I were just talking about over the break that we're going to be at the same show, the first the Holistic Fair and Psychic Fair in Kelowna, British Columbia, and that's from 11 till 4 on May 21st, and admission is free to get in there. And so, hey, it's going to be great to meet you in person.
Yeah, this is going to be so much fun.
I love it. And so now I want to give you the floor once again and explain to us, what you came on here. And I really would like you to define love for me. There's so many definitions of love.
Oh, my God. That's been asked on so many of the video and shows that we do around the world. Is what's the definition of love? And really what ends up happening is when I define it, people on the other end listening get to choose to disagree with me, right? Or agree with me. And so what I really encourage people to do is, for me, love is merely being and existing in an exact centered position where you accept everything for all things and you love every being and you accept every being and respect every being. So for me, it's just about being present in the moment. I can create definitions, but that takes me out of myself, right? Because then I'm trying to project your definition into my realm. Just be you.
I was given some very clear information. I was in Peru in ayahuasca ceremony, and Christ energy came through, and Christ told me that the opposite of love is not fear, it's disrespect. So when we respect ourselves, we respect others, and we love ourselves first and foremost, then we automatically love everyone around us, and that every child is actually conceived with love, because whether you want to call that God or Christ or Source or, you know, divinity or infinite potential, whatever word is suitable for anyone out there listening, that we all have the potential within us to love. And just to, we're not called human doings. We're called human beings for a reason. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that.
Well, see, that's the interesting thing, right, is at the center of who you are, if you drop your stories about everything, is your existence of love. Because really, what we are is the vibration of love. So when we use our technologies, voice the voice, as I just explained, and the actual quantum devices, which take it up a notch, the scalar devices, really what we're endeavoring to do is strip away the stories. You don't need to heal, per se. Your body, your soul, your being will all clear that if you let go of all stories. At least that's our pattern of belief.
Yes, and so
healing is inside, right?
Yes, and so in my energy, I like to tell people that just reminding them that they have this ability, and that. Yeah, and that, we are not really, a lot of people think of us as like a body with a soul, but we are really more like a soul that's traveling in a body to experience what's happening on this third dimensional world. And so every experience is open to the opinion of whether it's good or bad, positive, negative, all of those things. But if we let go of that and all limiting beliefs around that, then we are, you know, able to see experiences that we have in our lives as just that experience. And I find it very, you know, wonderful and beautiful that, you know, I've been this radio show is my fifth year, and I find it absolutely wonderful to be talking to a fellow Canadian that grew up in Saskatchewan and ended up doing this work. I need to know, how did you end up here?
Well, you know how that goes. Coincidences. No, actually, I had taken, when I stopped my senior consulting, I had decided to go into a different type of energy work, much more scientific. So I was down in Colorado taking training, and the coaches actually used this particular scalar tech quantum scalar wave technology, and that's where it changed my life. And so that's how I got into it. I couldn't get it out of my mind. I got certified to be a spiritual health coach licensing trainer, but you know what? That I just wanted this technology. And as a technologist, the thing I like about something that helps us break down barriers, exactly as you were saying, is because it just does it without me having to think about doing it. I don't have to, and because I was a preacher's kid, you know, like I kind of rejected any sort of patterns that I had to follow to come to a deep realization of love. I love the technology because it doesn't force me into any patterns. So when I started working with this, of course, things started opening up with me. Communication, I play it low-key, but I bring through a lot of information for people when I have sessions with them. And so this just all happened, and I'm staying and choosing to remain and presenting ignorance related to what happens, because this is all about experience to us. It's about you, us, all experiencing something. Assist with this weird stuff to help you accelerate, then my job is over. It's because you're accelerating and your consciousness is expanding and love within you is starting to peek out and or just shining brighter.
So I love that. You know, we have to take another quick break here. I am Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me at truthisfunny.com. Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com for energy correcting cards and paintings that are now available. And you can also reach me on Facebook, me, all social media, Twitter, etc. The Truth is Funny with Colette. And as I said, I'll be at the Psychic Fair along with you, Bill, on May 21st. And, I just wanted to let people know, if you're listening in, we will take calls today, 1-800-930-289. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I have Bill Little here with me today. And Bill and I are talking about energy and sound and love. And we have a caller, Bill, so I'm just going to take this caller. Brian, who do we have?
We have Trish from British Columbia, Canada. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. What can Bill and I do for you today?
I've had a cold for, for the last week, and I've got a really bad ear infection now, painful ear. And I was just wondering if...
Okay, and what ear is it? Which ear?
The right ear.
The right ear?
The right ear.
Okay. So... going to get a baseline. I like to get a baseline, 0 to 10, 10 being the absolute worst that you feel about this. Where are you on that scale?
I'm about a 9.
A 9? Okay. What's coming up right away on my end here is, number one, colds are actually more of an emotional reaction. Emotional response and of grief is what's coming up. And it's coming up in your right ear of not wanting to listen to males, male energy, period. Okay, so Bill, you know, here we have someone who's got a cold and she's feeling, you know, low in energy at a 9 out of 10. And is also has a very bad earache in her right ear. And I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Interesting. There's just a lot going on related to that. Some childhood things that need to be let go of. There's one male in life right now. I totally concur with your connection on that right now. That's tend to create an emotional unrest for her and for you.
Okay. And so I'm going to do my thing on this, and Tricia, and you just hold in there, hang in there, and I'm going to let Bill give Bill more again. And we were talking about, and I think this is really appropriate, Bill. While you're talking about love, I'm going to do some shifting in the background here.
Really? Awesome. Certainly. I often speak and chat with people about love, and so often it gets very intellectual. People walk into a pattern of trying to understand their existence based on the stories that they've chosen to believe. Again, when you find something like what we do with sound and scalar energy, which affects the multidimensional you, when you start working with frequencies specific to an individual, you start just helping you let go of story. And so we could define it as love, which would be a popular way to do it, but it's this real centeredness of really, it's a centeredness of being you. So you get a chance to be you without having to have a story created to get you to being you. It's all about self-empowerment. It's not about following at all. It's about finding the inner guidance and the frequencies, technologies. It's all about you getting the opportunity in this lifetime to jumpstart your life, to get out of being stuck. I would say that's the number one thing we see with people. They come to see us because they're wanting to jump ahead in their evolution of consciousness and evolution of love, but they don't know what to do. And often we see that not knowing what to do becomes a story. And the story plays out over and over and over. And even when intuitively they find something, they look deep with, we don't know what to do. So they disregard and back away from whatever it is they were about to do that would have helped them. So these tones and frequencies are all about them catching and stepping past that without having to work directly at it.
And what I would like for you to explain is to people that maybe don't understand like electromagnetic waves and sound waves, et cetera. What frequencies are you using? Are you using solfeggio or what are you using?
Well, we're using about 10,000 times more powerful frequencies than that. That's the number I was just given. This is not simple, that the frequencies we use. A lot of people on the internet believe that if they play 521, that 528, they'll go into a state of bliss and love. We simply say that's just not correct. It is much more complex because you as a human being are much more complex, right? Each person has their own vibration and uniqueness. So the question would be, what could you do or what would happen if you got the right frequency specifically for you? And that's the real magic. So what frequencies? Well, we use frequencies from 4 hertz up to about 30,000 hertz when we're using it through the technology.
Okay, cool.
A limitation. So it's a broad spectrum.
So I would just like to check in with you right now. And do we have Tricia here still?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
Are you still sitting at a 9? Where
no,
are
I'm
you sitting now?
Between
Have you experienced sorry?
About a 2.
You cut out there. What did you
say? I said about a 2.
A 2 now. Okay, so I would highly suggest that, you know, that you give Bill's partner an email and ask for your own personal frequency reading, and then let's see what happens. I have a feeling that we can shift this 2 down to 0 in no time. And I want to thank you for calling in. We do have another caller, and we want to take back Brian. Who do
yes.
we have here? Thank you, Tricia, for calling in, and thank you for your brilliant there.
Well, what who we have next? We have Maria from Canada. Maria, welcome to the program. What can Colette and Bill do for you today?
Hi. I'm on my spiritual journey, and I do a number of modalities, but I have a hard time hearing my guides or my angels, or I feel stuck. So I'm not sure where to go or what to do.
Okay. And what part of Canada are you from?
Ottawa.
Ottawa?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just picking up a weakness, actually, to east. So I'm just clearing. We'd like to get a baseline from people so that we know how, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10 being the absolute worst, where would you be on that? About not being able to access their guidance that you're wanting to access.
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Okay, so if on a scale of 0 to 10 being like, oh, this really bothers me, I can't sit, to 0 being like, it doesn't bother me at all, whereabouts are you on that?
Oh, probably at an 8.
Yeah, I was getting 8. Bill, would like to hear your.
Interesting. Love it. It's beautiful. Perfect. It really seems like is to be a disconnection potentially. It's from a young child pattern 13 with you where you chose not to listen, quote, authority. This is carried on in spiritual life where you think messages and your guides have sort of control, manipulation over you. They do not. They're you. They're part of you. And your hand has authority over you. They want to protect you. As you allow that energy to dissipate and that to appear that are around you, that gradually over a period of about 32 days, you will take that attitude, find the communication will increase your consciousness, your intuition will absolutely success increase. So the message to you in this moment is that we want to help you, but you need to allow us in as a peer, as a friend, as a lover, whatever we need to use to break the barrier. It is the guidance that allows you to stand in your truth and beauty and beautiful journey that will come when you let it.
I love that, Bill. Maria, we have to take a quick break again here in Radioland. So if you want to hang on until after the break, we'll check in with you again and see how you're feeling about this, and we'll shift a little bit more energy over the break. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have Bill Little with me here today. And we are having fun shifting some energy. And we'll be right back after this quite short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Bill Little with me today, and we also have Maria from Canada on the phone patiently waiting to hear what we have to say, Bill. What do we have to say?
Wow. Well, during the break, you were saying about the stories, and I'd really like to emphasize that. Even when you asked the question, we gave a response. The caution is always that we want to make sure we don't create a new story for you to use as a reason not to allow your connection to your divine being, your divine self, and hence through that, the connection to your guides. So please understand that you are a beautiful, perfect, absolutely loving being. And it is only the disbelief in that that keeps us held back from experience the divinity in this life.
Yes, and I would like to just check in with you, Maria, to see where you're at on that scale of numbers I gave you. Has it shifted for you at all?
I think a little bit, yeah. I understand what he's talking about, the authority, but he was breaking up a bit, so I didn't get what he said about breaking the barrier, how I do that.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so breaking the barrier, go to your heart.
Yeah.
And go to your central nervous system. That's not what he's saying. I'm just saying what he and I both agreed that the number one issue is that we tell ourselves stories. And if we think about the story will never give us the answer. When you have a logical question, you need to have an intuitive answer or you'll just get another question. And so what he was basically saying was that as we let go of one story, we want to be sure not to create another story that maybe is not quite as, offensive to us, but it still would stand in the way of us reaching into our hearts and feeling who we are rather than thinking about what other people told us we are. And a lot of this comes from, you know, when our subconscious mind being formed by the time we're 7 years old, generally, and these are the thoughts, culture, our, you know, religion, our, these are thoughts that actually don't really belong to us, but our conscious mind, you know, is getting all of these thoughts, you know, millions and millions of thoughts come from the subconscious mind and very few come from the conscious mind. So I was just shifting that energetically for you and strengthening your perception around this. And I would highly suggest that, you know, you contact Andrea at, what's the address there, Bill, to get this free frequency?
Andrea at clearlyconscious.ca. So CLEARLY and then CON. SCIOUS.ca, and she'll be able to email you back what to get the set of frequency. It's very simple and easy to do.
Awesome. And just checking in with you again, Maria, how are you feeling right now?
A little better, more like a 6.
Okay, good. That's an improvement. So we're just going to strengthen your perception around that. I was telling Bill that I have a card called Perception, which is like P-U-R-R. It's your ability to see the world through a cat's eyes. You know, everything I learned about dancing burlesque, I learned from my cat. she never gets up fast before stretching to admire her absolute beauty in the morning unless she's scared of something. Then she might jump and move quickly. But most animals, you will see them get up, they will stretch, and they will admire their feet. Like, cats just love doing that. And so we just want to strengthen you to that inner guidance system, that inner beauty that flows through you, and strengthening that. And I would love to hear back from you, info@thetruthisfunny.com, for anyone that wants to connect with me. And just let us know when you call in for this frequency and you listen to it, what your experience is. We'd love to hear about that. We just have a few minutes left here, Bill. So I would just like to give you a chance to kind of, you know, give a little bit of a wrap-up here. And I want to thank you very much, Maria, for calling in.
You're welcome.
So, Bill.
Absolutely. Well, one real quick note is we actually have some people doing this work in Ottawa for her. If she wants to reach out, I'd be happy to direct it. I'm just grateful to be on the program. I'm really grateful to be on the earth. I'm grateful to be able to bring and support technologies to help us. Many of us have chosen to come onto Earth right now because there are many ways to help accelerate us. We actually need each of you that are listening right now to just be you. We don't accept and want you to be anything other than you. It's the love that you are that's going to participate in the change we're all looking for. So we simply suggest to you, you take the step. You take the step towards loving yourself. That's all that's required in this moment, is to just center into yourself and love. And that's the vibration that's going to make the change to the politics of the world, to the economy of the world. You are the change. You don't have to just watch the change.
I love that. You know, if you want to participate in a brilliant future, participate.
Absolutely. And have fun at it. Oh, my God.
Yes. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%, Bill. You know, and I just wanted to say that that I wanted to mention our good friend Gail Stamp again and how she's put this brilliant expo together, the New Earth Expo. This is your complete body, mind, spirit connection, bringing you the very best of eco-friendly, holistic, alternative medicine and spiritual lifestyles. Calgary, Alberta, September 29th to October 1st, 2017. And that is in at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall B. I won't be able to be there at that one at all because I have a call to dance seminar here in Kelowna, BC the same weekend. I'll be having my level one, and then the following weekend I'll have the layer two. And so, but there is another opportunity to attend this fair October the 13th to 15th, 2017, Westerner Park, and that's in Red Deer. And Bill, you're going to be there, right?
I believe we are. Definitely Calgary, and the intention is to be in Red Deer as well.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were at both or not, but just wanted to give that, I'll put that out there to everyone. I just want to thank you so much for being on the show, radio time, even though there is no time, and we both know that. Radio time flies
by
quickly. So thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you to the listeners. And if people want to reach me, once again, thetruthisfunny.com. I'm available for personal consultations also. I'm not planning on traveling too much this summer, as I plan to paint more dragons, or as I say, they plan to have me paint more dragons. And that's something I love to do. So we'll be back next week, Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. You can find it in the archives, as I said, and the energetic shifts are available to anyone and everyone listening later. Bye for now. Thank you, Brian, for all your wonderful producing. We'll be back next week.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.